Now, of course, the voting is... Well, I don't really know how far we are through the voting because there's no clear way of working it out. We're three quarters of the way through, are we? And Azerbaijan are doing very well. Ukraine with their finger painting is very popular. Speaking of popular, Sweden's doing quite well as well. And Bosnia and Herzegovina, for some bizarre reason, because that's the one with the little man jumping around the back. Yeah, did very well. I can't understand the top 10, really. Denmark, yes, I liked. Ireland, obviously. But it's a little bit different to what I was expecting. Spain has finally jumped up the table now. That was a good bit of pop. And it was such a mixed field tonight. I don't think anybody really has any solid focus to the votes, which is good in some respect. But, I mean, some years there have been runaway leaders from about halfway through and you know who's going to win. But this year it's been very interesting. So Azerbaijan are looking like they're going to win it at the moment, which is the one that sounds like the Lloyds Bank advert and the Climby Fisher from 1989 thing and some boy-girl band that isn't Dollar now, apparently.
I never thought it was Dollar. I just said Dollar because for some reason that phoned to my head, but I knew immediately it probably wasn't.
Was it Roxette? Are you thinking of Roxette?
They've come back.
Have they?
Yeah.
Oh, they're Swedish anyway. So we'll see how it's going. More in a little while. It's all getting very exciting now because there's only four countries left to vote. Azerbaijan are around about 30-something. Sorry?
It's not getting exciting.
You're not excited?
No.
Are you excited? This all get rather underwhelming. I'm excited.
Woo.
Azerbaijan might win. They were one of my favourites.
Woo.
What? The UK is just hanging on to the left-hand side of the leaderboard, which means top 15. I mean, let's face it, it could have been a lot worse. Do you know what I think Azerbaijan might have this? Estonia's 10 points. What's that? You know, from the statistical point of view, they are 35 points ahead of Italy. And there are a maximum of 36 points for the highest scoring.
So we can't win them.
We can't win. Not really.
Good.
Beth disappointed because... Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true. To be honest with you, I'm a little bit too tipsy to be able to do any complex mathematical equations, and I haven't
programmed. We can't win.
I know we can't win, but I want to know whether Azerbaijan can lose.
Well, anyone can lose.
That's a very philosophical statement, but it doesn't help anybody. They might fall over on the way to the stage and not be able to appear next year.
Was Italy the chess one?
Yeah, no. No, Italy was worse than jazz. Italy was shouting. Shouting jazz.
Was it?
It was the trumpet one.
My sister says she can't remember Italy. I need to give it to
It was awful. It was awful. Just tell her it was awful. Tell her it shouldn't have happened. It was the one when I said Italy is the language of love, and that man was not the language of love. But Azerbaijan, I reckon, have got this now. So there we go. Azerbaijan have won, and I can't remember which one was that. Was the one, wasn't it? You don't need to listen to it again because we've done it for you. That's all it is. Right, and with that, I shall wish you a good night and happy Eurovision.
Thank you,
Moldova. Good night.